Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold, and I have an amazing guest. Today's going to feel like you're going on vacation, like you're going on a cruise. Why do I say that? Because we have the amazing Damara McCoy here. Who's Damara? Damara is one of the leading team members on the digital marketing team over at Norwegian Cruise Lines. Doesn't that sound relaxing? We could just all feel like we're on a cruise. And she's going to be sharing with us a lot of the things going on over at Norwegian, some of the ways they are changing their brand around a little bit, some of the cool things they're doing with some of their marketing programs. So Damara, welcome to Do This, Not That.
Thank you for having me, Jay.
So I appreciate you being here. I can't wait to dig into all of this. I have a question, though, before we get going and everything. Whenever I think of Norwegian Cruise Lines, I think that you all, and I could be wrong, have like the cool stuff. Like you have like go-karts and zip lines and the craziest water slides. Like, is that like what goes on every day at work? Like, hey, I'm going to go and zip line during lunch. Is that what your every day is like?
I wish it was, but let me tell you, it's fun in the office here. And if you search around out there somewhere, you'll definitely see our president and CEOs going down those slides, and they have a lot of fun doing it. So whenever we can, we get a chance to hop on the ships, we all definitely take advantage of it.
Oh, that's cool. Like, we just bring in like some free pizza once in a while. You're like, okay, let's go on the ship and go-karting.
Right?
That's cool. So before we dig into what we're going to talk about today, how did Damara become Damara? Like, what was your path to getting involved with Norwegian? I want to hear it all.
Yeah, sure. So I actually started out as a graphic designer. That's what my degree's in. And I worked in the automotive industry. So I was really creating emails and designing emails. But I think a lot of my passion always centered around how the design really influences guest and customer behavior, and really wanted to delve into the marketing side. So early on in my career, I was in automotive marketing for about 5 years, and then I shifted focus to retail marketing at another company, and that really expanded my current passion and my role right now, right? So I got to dive in the marketing side, how the numbers affect just our overall plans and how we create content and what that content is centered around, but really taking a hone into personalization, right? So using those numbers, using the creative, and really creating a custom experience for guests in or customers within their inbox. So then after my experience in retail, I had a son and I chose to come back home, right? So I moved back down to Miami and I applied at Norwegian, got the job, and then I was able to really do what I love most, right? So really increase our personalization efforts, increase our guest experience within their inbox. And now I am the manager of our email marketing program on the domestic side here at Norwegian Cruise Line.
That is amazing. I love that. I love your passion for personalization, because I think that that is the most important thing in driving engagement, especially with email. So let me ask you, let's just jump right into that. I have a question about that. Yeah. So You sign up for your cruise, okay? And at that moment, that is the most excited. I got my room. I can't wait. I'm going to go to the show. I can't wait to do this. And then you get that first email, that welcome, the whole thing. And I know you spent a lot of time and energy on kind of rethinking this welcome series. Like, what did you do? How do you think about that?
Yeah, so our welcome series actually starts probably before you purchase that cruise, right? You'll get that welcome series email once you come onto our site. Let us know that, hey, you're interested in either speaking to, with one of our representatives or inputting your email address and saying, hey, I want to know what's up. And then our welcome series, I think, is phenomenal now. It does a great job of introducing who we are as Norwegian Cruise Line, what we stand for, what you can expect to experience on one of our great cruises, and how we can get you booked, right? So I think the work that we've done to really elevate our welcome series, we've seen the numbers increase, right, with our engagement. So yeah, I can't rave more about it.
So how do you handle though? I'm interested in, let's say, these activities. Somebody here, maybe it's their first time cruise. Somebody's interested in these activities. Is there some sort of dynamic element to your welcome series? Like, how do you navigate all of that?
Yeah. So first thing first, we're going to, in our first email, while we introduce who we are, we're going to see what you're interested in, where you'd like to go and who you'd like to cruise with. We think those are two key points that'll help us kind of cater content that'll allow you to go ahead and book that vacation experience. So we do have a polling within our first email, two questions, and we kind of use that content from that first email to drive content within the third touch point that we have. But the second touch point is my favorite. It's with Live Clicker. They helped us build out this kinetic experience, right? So within the email, it doesn't take you to another site. It doesn't, within your native platform, you can go ahead and you can click different parts of the ship to see what we're offering, whether it's staterooms, the casino, the bars, the entertainment, the dining. We'll go ahead and we explain what all of that can mean for you on your cruise. And then we'll go ahead and link you to more information on our site with those different areas.
That is so cool. And I have to tell you, I think that's one of the best use cases I've heard about interactive emails, like getting people to interact within the email rather than clicking, going to a website, trying to do different things. I think that people are not aware, marketers are not aware about the ability to do interactivity within your email. So the polling feature that you're talking about, that sounds like that's like a game changer for you all. Is that like an essential element of where you're capturing that data?
Exactly. And we've implemented polling in different areas within our email ecosystem and within acquisition, and even looking to implement it we even implemented it within our loyalty program for guests who are booking on our loyalty cruise, right? So every year we have a cruise that's catered to these guests that have expressed interest with us, cruised with us, and as a way to really show them how much they mean to us, we have a cruise centered around everything that our loyalty members would love. So in kind of catering that content, we do ask our loyalty guests with this polling, like, what do they want to see, right? So I think we've been able to implement polling in a lot of different places, and it's definitely a game changer for us.
That is so cool. I mean, in your business, personalization is everything. People are spending their hard-earned money. This is like the 1 week off they have for that year, and they want to feel like they're with a brand that really gets them, so it's amazing that you prioritize this, but it's also kind of like, we can't screw this up because this is really important.
They will let us know. They will let us know.
I bet. So let me ask you this. I saw recently that Norwegian kind of rebranded a little bit, that you used to have this thing where you were free to see, free to SEA. Mm-hmm. And now I see more of this more to see SEA. Was that like some sort of intentional thing? Like, what is that?
Yeah. So I think, we were free at sea, right? Free at sea. I think it kind of, It was more of like a promotional thing, right? Everything isn't free. And I think we realized that, and really listening to guest feedback and seeing how we can improve on that experience and that messaging to really capture what it is that we offer. And it's really centering our value, and it's within our company too, overall, of delivering more and giving more to our guests. So I think that pivot from free, right, which is very promotional, very salesy, to more, which is more value centered, has been paramount for us.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's really important because obviously everybody wants free stuff, but it's right. They get it. It's not free. And am I wrong that Norwegian is also known for like when you say the word free, like you can go and have dinner whenever you want, type of thing? Like it was more of this like free in almost a different way, like a liberating way.
Yeah, freestyle dining, freestyle cruising. Do it your way whenever you'd like. If you want to have dinner at 7 o'clock at night, or if you want to have dinner at 10 o'clock at night, you have the ability to do that. And Norwegian has always held that close to our core values for our guests.
See, that's the difference between me and you. We're both going to eat dinner at different times because you're in Miami. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's a very cool place. And I'm in Boca Raton, a little about 45 minutes north. And in Boca, we eat dinner at like 4 o'clock because everybody here is incredibly like ready to like go to sleep. But you're in Miami and you're cool. You probably eat dinner at like 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
So, like it's dinner time for me right now. It's the morning. So there you go. That's why Norwegian is so close to my heart because I can eat dinner whenever I want. That's amazing. So I also understand that you all have an amazing kind of corporate culture. It feels that way. And is there any truth here that you all like do puns or something at work, or where is that not true?
That is very true. Little fun fact about us. We love dad jokes. We, I think it kind of stems from our CMO. He's the master of dad jokes. We like how we recently had our more rebrand in his letter to all of us as he was on the Latitudes cruise, right? He signed it off Chief Marketing Officer. So puns are fun and we love them. It's kind of what makes working here fun, right? I think we find the little things that can make us all smile and really hone in on it, and it just makes for a better work environment.
I think that's such a good lesson for everybody that, you know, if you can insert a little bit of humanity, a little bit of fun into the workday, it could actually change the vibe, right? I'm sure that is the vibe there just like really kind of positive because you have these little pieces of your workday that they're not so serious.
Yes, yes. And we really lean in on it. Halloween's coming up and I tell you, Halloween's a big deal around here. It gets a little crazy. We get a little competitive, but it's just part of having that fun and taking a step away from really the business to make sure that we're all good. And then we can in turn support the business as best as we can.
I love that. All right. So knowing that you guys are into puns, I said, okay, I'm going to try to come up with some cruise puns and Norwegian puns. Are you ready? You have to tell me if they're good or bad. Are you ready?
Let's go. Let's do it.
Okay. This is so bad. All right. Here we go. Norwegian, more like Norwinnen.
Oh,
come on.
I love that.
wait a minute. All right, here's another one. This is so bad. How about don't wave goodbye to this deal? Because a wave, you know, like a wave.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
See, there you go. That's another one. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, this is the worst one. Here it comes. On Norwegian, you'll have a hell of a good time. Like a
That one.
Come on.
We might steal that for a subject line, Jay. Don't get mad if you see it.
Yeah. I'd be so excited. That'd be amazing. Wow. Now, I don't know if you're like just placating me or you're like, oh no, that's really good. You might just be like, lying
to we really might take that for a subject line.
I feel like I could be part of the Norwegian Cruise Line team.
We take hulls very seriously. Our hull art is one of our key it's one of our key differentiators, right? We're known for our beautiful hull art. We most recently we have an amazing artist that just did our Norwegian Luna that we just announced. But you'll see us on the seas and our ships will stand out.
I love that. Well, this has been amazing. You're wonderful. Everybody, connect with Damara on LinkedIn. Yep. We're going to put all sorts of links in the show notes here. She's wonderful. You're great. Damara, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Jay. This has been so good for me. I love it.
Amazing. All right. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.